Hey, man. Are you there? It's us.
I think he's not home. Maybe we should come back later.
Well, the door isn't locked, and he said we could come by whenever, so...
Wait!
What's up, cutie pie?
I don't know. Even if he said it's fine, it's getting late. What if he's doing something private? Or if he's naked? People say these things just to be polite and...
Come here. Give me a hug. You worry too much sometimes. We've known that guy forever. Do you really think he's gonna say things just to be polite?
I guess you're right.
Plus, if he was naked, will that really be a problem for you?
Hey, don't say that out loud. What if he can hear us?
It's fine. I bet the fucker's playing that game again anyway. It's probably why he didn't answer. And bingo! Another case solved by Detective Malaya.
He looks so focused. I think he didn't even notice us.
Don't worry. I have an idea.
Is that supposed to calm me down?
Hey there, big boy. Oh, the look on your face. Come on, dude. It's just me. Michelle's here, too.
Hi.
What? I didn't make you die. You still have 2 health left. It's easy. Just don't get hit.
Wait. I know this boss. There might actually be a way. Quick. Move to your left. Now, do a running jump onto that pixel right there. It's gonna glitch your heart box and make you invulnerable for a few seconds. That's it! Smack him 3 times. Wait a bit. Another 3. And... yes!
Michelle, why are you standing on his couch and punching the air?
I got a little excited. It's fine. Oh, thanks, man. Though, I think saying I saved your life might be a little much.
When I thought you two couldn't get any nerdier. Yeah, I've played this game too, smartass. But I just put on some big armor and face tanked everything. I have no idea how you memorize all this crap. In denial for the well-being of all involved, I'll pretend you didn't say that. Anyway, does our pro gamer here have some time for his besties now?
No, it's nothing special. We just wanted to hang out. Yeah, maybe talk a little? Here, I brought snacks. Sketchy? It's not supposed to sound sketchy. I'm just nervous. Slightly.
Come on. You should be used to her being all flustered at this point. It's not like she needs a reason for it. And it's pretty damn cute, if you ask me.
You're not helping.
Sorry. You are adorable. But I won't push it.
Can we start? You know, what we came here for? He looks so confused and... we kind of have a tendency getting sidetracked.
Oh, right. So, first of all, dude, you can chill. We're not going to ask for help hiding a body or something like that. There's just this thing we want to talk about, and it might be important for... Michelle, can you give some backup here? The cordy part is not my forte.
It's important to our friendship. We agreed not to keep secrets between us, right? And that we can always talk when someone's feeling a certain way. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Not at all. What we have to say is a good thing. Or, at least I hope you find it to be a good thing.
Lately, Michelle and I have been... I guess you could say we've been feeling nostalgic. I don't know, man. We talk a lot about the past and the three of us. Like, how long have we even been friends for? Yeah, it's a legit question. Do you actually remember when we met? That's what I'm talking about! I have some vague-ass memory of meeting you two at kindergarten, but at this point, it feels like you've always been there. And that we've always been friends? I don't want to come with some fate bullshit, but it's kind of crazy if you think about it.
I remember elementary school a little better, at least. How the teachers used to call us the Three Musketeers. Mostly because we did everything together. But there was also this girl who carried a toy sword around everywhere.
Oh god, you really have to remember that? Now I have this image in my mind of, like, child me with a bunch of teeth missing, flailing that thing around and yelling, "Stay away from my friends!" I acted like a movie hero. It was so stupid.
You might say that, but we never thought it was stupid. See? He has a point. Even if the one-liners haven't aged all that well, it worked. The mean kids were terrified of you, so they never messed with us.
We both know that's only because I was twice the size of everyone else.
Well, you did look like a colossal titan compared to the other kids. I can't deny that.
Always had a pattern going on, haven't I? Taller than most of the boys. Been in every single sports club the school ever had. Kicked from half of them because of some accidents. But I never thought that much of being protective. I mean, you two were like my babies. I couldn't let anyone hurt you.
Deep down, you're a big softy. We always knew that.
Ah, shut up. And let's not make this about me, okay? I know I'm pretty great, but we all have our positions on the team. Like, this dude has always been the ideas guy. Some of them are good. Some of them make me want to kick his ass. But whenever we're bored or looking for something new to do, he comes with a surprise. And you, Michelle, you always do care of us. When we're feeling down, you're the first one to listen and offer help, no matter what it is. You always make sure things are chill as well. That we don't kill each other over the last slice of pizza.
We're a great party, aren't we? I'm the cleric, you're the fighter, and he's the wizard.
Even now you're saying this kind of thing? You really have an incurable case of dorkiness. Anyway, that's where we're trying to get at, dude. We have something cool going on, or special, if you want to put it like that. And it got us wondering, is it really just a good friendship?
For example, some of us have tried dating other people in the past, right? And it never worked out. Of course there's more to it, but at least speaking for myself, I don't feel that I need anyone else. When we're together, it's always such a nice feeling. Like, I know I'll always be cared for. Back when we were teenagers, and I started feeling this way, I thought I was being silly and mixing things up. But now that we're all adults, it only got stronger.
Yeah, we... Fuck, why is it so hard to just go on and say the thing? We've been planning how to do this for weeks, and now I'm running circles around you like a fucking soccer team and stop each time.
Hey, calm down. It's okay. I'm sure he's getting what we're trying to say.
What? What? No! We didn't do all of this just to say we are gonna date. Ugh, how can you be so clueless?
It's true that Alex and I really like each other. And that I think she's pretty and nice and... that she's what made me realize I was bi. But we both really like you, too.
Even if you're a total dumba sometimes, there's some weird combination of your looks and that goofy smile that clicks for me. Also, all my other male friends either act weird because I'm a girl or treat me as one of the boys and have zero respect. But you treat me as me, you know, what boundaries you can and you can't cross, and I appreciate that.
You're so sweet and thoughtful. And it's not very common for a guy to have two girls as his besties, but you still make us feel so comfortable and safe around you. Eventually, both of us started wondering how it would be to, like, have you as our boyfriend.
I know what you were thinking, but before we go over the logistics of this whole thing, for fuck's sake, just tell us how you feel about it.
How do you feel about us? You do? Really? I'm so glad and relieved. If you said you only liked one of us this way, or neither, it would have been pretty awkward to say the least.
Can we not think about that? This whole thing was way harder for me than I thought, but it seems to have ended well, somehow.
Okay, that's fair.
I thought you'd ask that. We're three people and we're all into each other. How the hell do we move on from here?
I've been afraid of what could happen as well. If two of us started dating, it would be hard to keep our friendship the same.
So, we kind of have three options. First, we become like a love triangle from one of those shitty Netflix shows, which would suck. Second, we pretend none of this ever happened and keep it platonic, for the sake of things staying as they are. Or third, we could all date and be a couple together.
I believe they call it a throuple. I've been Googling about this a lot lately. Since Alex and I had this idea.
Of course you have.
Polyamory might seem like something really new and unusual, but it's not that different from what we already have, is it? We do so many things together. We care a lot about each other. It would basically be that, but with a little more...
sex?
Alex! I was gonna say affection.
My bad. I was thinking out loud.
Specifics aside, we could make it work, right?
That's the spirit, man. I mean, we're all grown-ups. We've been through a lot of shit as friends. I think we're mature enough to avoid stupid things like jealousy and... figure it out as we go.
In the end, it will be the three of us together, like it's always been. Is that how you feel? I'm so happy.
It seems like you do know how to be romantic, at least when you want to, which is already a step above me, if I'm being honest. Oh, don't bullshit me. I know I'm as soft as a brick wall, but if you two like me this way, I'm fine with that.
So, what do we do now, exactly? I wasn't prepared to get to this part.
I think he's on to something. We're finally dating after a million fucking years. That is your celebration.
Yes, yes, of course. Silly me. Maybe we can go grab some burgers.
Come on, Michelle. We've been going out to eat for ages. Don't you want to do something a little more couple-like?
Oh. You're holding me really close.
Is that a bad thing?
No, of course not. You just caught me by surprise.
It was my way of getting the message across. That said, I think you should give him some attention first.
Are you sure? I don't want you to be left out.
We gotta learn to share and take turns to make this work, right? Plus, we have all night. And believe me, he'll be better at starting slow with you.
Okay. I think I get what you mean. But how do I I'm not sure about how to go about this.
Stop thinking about it so much. He's our boyfriend now.
I can do this. Hey, man. Boyfriend? Baby. I'm not sure what to call you, actually. This could get a little confusing.
Cute pet names for him, and I'll stay with Malaya for now. I can figure that out later.
Right. Baby? Can I come closer? They think you're very handsome, and I've kind of been crushing on you for a decade. So, now that we got that all out of the way, I thought maybe we could... Well, I wasn't expecting that.
I told you how cute you get when you're all flustered. Apparently, he agrees.
If that's true, maybe we could keep going. My height's not exactly helping, is it? Sorry. I hope my shortiness doesn't end up hurting your neck. It's not. But it just feels so good to finally do this. Honestly, I might have imagined it a couple of times before. You and I kissing. Sorry, is that weird? You're right. I shouldn't apologize so much. I'm sorry. Oh dear. Thank you. Thank you for always being so understanding and gentle. I love the way you hold me in. Your lips feel so nice.
You two are getting the hang of it, aren't you? Barely the same nerds who were almost bumping teeth a minute ago.
Are you analyzing our kiss?
Of course not. I just want to be sure you're enjoying yourselves.
That's what analyzing means. I don't mind it, though. I guess we really are getting better at it.
You could both use your hands more, though. And don't be so afraid of sticking your tongue in.
Like this?
Damn, girl. I need to head it in you. That's it. Gives him like it's all yours. I guess it's technically half mine, but you can borrow my part for now.
We won't take much longer, okay? I promise. I don't want to stop yet.
Hey, I told you not to worry. You're getting each other ready for mama here. I don't see any downsides.
Baby, that felt so good. I am so glad you liked it too. And I think I might need a breather.
Come here then. You can take my spot on the couch.
Thanks.
Don't think I forgot about you though. If I were you, I'd be getting ready for what comes next. And you, dude, you're sure as hell not taking a breather now. What? Not used to having a girl grab into your hips? If you're gonna date me, there are some things you should get used to. Like that. And having to stand on your toes to reach up. But I have a feeling you like those things. You do, huh? Then shut up and let's kiss already. You know, whenever you said something stupid recently and I told you to shut up, this is how I wanted to shut you up.
That's her way of saying she likes you.
Did you hear that? I think someone's getting bolder. Yeah. I'm proud, but I'm also teaching her a lesson or two later. For now, though, my attention's on this little snack in front of me. Of course, I think you're hot. Why do you think my hands are all over you already? Michelle was right about you having kissable lips. And your body? That's it. It's exactly my type. Hey, I know I can be a little intimidating, but I don't bite. You can touch me too. I'd even let you touch certain bits that you're really fond of. Ah, don't be a coy. You've been gawking at them ever since I had my last growth spurt. Of course I fucking noticed. You're not nearly as subtle as you think. I mean, it's pretty cute that you try to hide it, but you don't have to, really. I know I have big tits, and they're at head height for most people. If I got offended each time someone stared, I wouldn't even cross the street. Plus, you're my boyfriend now, so like, who cares? Here, give me your hand. Can you feel it? I'm not even squishing them under a sports bra this time. They're all free for you two to enjoy. Yes, grab my tits. Touch them like you've been wanting to all this time. Come on, you know I'm a tough gal. You can squeeze them for real. Oh, fuck. Now we're talking. How do you like them, by the way? I bet they feel even better than you imagined. Big, perky, soft, and firm at the same time. The best pair of tits in the whole town. My self-esteem's been doing pretty well. Why do you ask? Yeah, and you must love this tight body as well. Some nice abs, these toned legs. I know you stare at them too, especially when I wear these shorts. Wait a second, is that our cutie boy biting her lips and getting all squirmy? Do you like watching us, Michelle?
Maybe I'm a little into that.
How naughty. I guess she's not as innocent as she looks. Well, why don't we put in a show for her then? Keep touching my tits. Slide your hand under my shirt now. Feel how hard my nipples are. That's your fault, you little fucker. We're getting me all hot and bothered. It's not like I'm the only one, though. Your pants are almost begging for help down here. Is it fine if I rope you some? You've been playing with my tits, so it's a fair trade. Feels nice, doesn't it? That slow grabbing, rubbing through the fabric. My hand can be a little rough, but I think I have a good touch. It's okay if you make noises. I love to hear you moan into my mouth. I'm sure someone else would too.
Sorry. Are you talking to me? I was distracted.
Good boy, let those moans out for us. Push yourself against my hand until you're so close that you feel like you're about to burst. Yeah. And now, I'm gonna stop. Oh, no giving me those puppy dog eyes. It would be a waste to make you come all over your pants. Also, before anyone gets there, you have to take your time out. Come on, you'll get to watch her two hot girlfriends make out. Don't pretend you're not living the dream. And, cutie, why don't you get up for me?
Okay.
God, you're so pretty, like a princess. I almost feel bad for what I'm about to do. For real, though, before I let horny Michelle out and she goes all over you, just a reminder that we can stop at any time, okay? I can pin you down without even trying, so I thought it was important to make that clear.
Thanks for saying that. See? You know how to be sweet. Don't worry too much, though. I like that you're so much stronger.
Is that so?
I know I'm shy, and that I get all embarrassed talking about sex. But I really like the idea of you guys making me submit.
How kinky. So you're a naughty little sub. Not exactly the most shocking news, but I'm glad you trust us enough to say it. So, it's about time I give you what you want. Starting by lifting you off the ground. Do you like how it makes you feel all helpless?
I do.
Come on. Rub your legs around my waist. Yeah. Good girl. Are you moaning already? I barely did anything yet.
Oh, I just love being called that.
Then get ready. A good girl, because I'm about to touch this sexy little body all over.
Do you really think I'm sexy?
Of course I do. It's a crime you don't see how hot you are. You're petite overall. You have these cute little tits that are pressing against mine. Then we go down to your waist and boom, wide hips, thick thighs, this dump truck of an ass. Is a perfect balance.
Is dump truck a good thing?
Oh, you sweet summer child. It means you have the kind of booty that makes everyone stop and gawk at. And on a girl your size, certified short stack. I'm sure you know that term.
I've heard it during some internet research.
Research? Those must have been some nice research sessions. I bet they worked your imagination a lot. Have you ever imagined a tall Amazon having her way with you? For no particular reason. You know, I'm curious.
I've thought about you, Alex. I think about you a lot.
Aw, such a good girl. So how about I lift your dress up? And give this ass the good fucking squeeze it deserves. Feels even better than it looks. And believe me, it looks really, really good. Can I turn around so our boyfriend has a better view? I know he's been begging to see what you hide under those girl next door dresses.
Yeah. I want him to see me.
Does that make you horny? When we look at you like animals seeing a mate? You don't have to answer. This hungry little pussy is showing enough. It's begging for me to touch it, isn't it?
Please.
Let me change my grip real quick so I can against it. Does that help or is it making it worse?
A little bit of both. Maybe.
You're so soaked, cutie pie. I can feel the mess you made in your panties. That's as much as I'm like, I take the credit for it. You were rubbing these thighs together before I even touched you. What was it that got you so wet? Kissing him? Was that enough to get you in heat? Maybe it was when he and I made out. I noticed how you were an inch away from touching yourself.
You two look so good. It was hard to hold back.
You said you had to. You could do like her. Pants down, shamelessly stroking his cock for us.
Is he really?
And is staring at your ass the whole time.
Oh, this is too much. I need your fingers down here. Oh, please.
Oh, I love it when you beg. If you want that so badly, just hold on to me tight. I'm gonna pull these panties aside and... does it feel good?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
your pussy feels amazing too. Soft, wet, it's even clenching on my fingers.
That's how you make me feel. I'm already getting close.
It's okay, Katie. I knew you wouldn't last very long after everything we did. You can come whenever you want. It's your reward for being such a good girl.
Please. Please keep going. Oh, fuck me with your fingers.
So needy. Look at how his hot little buddy's squirming.
Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm so close.
Come on, our boyfriend wants to see you come. I want to feel you come. Let it go for us. I can even help a little more.
Oh, you're touching me. I'm gonna come. I can't take this anymore.
That's it, Michelle. Good God, yeah. So, how was that? Didn't know you could come this hard, did you?
I certainly didn't. I thought I was going to pass out.
I told you to get ready. But I'll let you rest now.
Actually, I'm still really horny. Is that too bad?
Holy shit, are you for real?
It's true, I just came, but my body's aching for more. I can't help it.
And here I was, wondering if I went too hard on you.
Can I say something in your ear?
Oh, cutie pie, if that's what you want now, it's not me you should be asking. I'm gonna put you on his lap, and I think you know exactly what to do.
Baby, please, I need your cock. I've been thinking about it for so fucking long. Can I ride you? Yes, now. I can't wait anymore. I need it. And I know you need it too. You want to feel my pussy milking your cock, right? It's so hard. It's dripping pre-cum. Thanks, baby. Here. I'll turn my back to you. Finish taking these panties off and... sit on you. Oh, fuck. Oh. You're finally inside me. Oh, you're all the way in already. Oh, do you like it, baby? How my pussy swallowed your cock. That's how much it needs you. And now I can start bouncing on it.
Damn, I think she snapped for real now. That means my mission was a success.
Yes. Hold me. Hold me. Make me go harder. Can you feel my ass? I've always been shy about it. But Alex says you love it, so I want you to feel it. I'll feel the weight and how it smacks onto you over and over. Oh, fuck. want you to show me then. And show me how much you like it. Oh, start moving your hips. Fuck me back, baby, please. Oh, fuck my little pussy.
You know what? I can't just watch this. Come here. Come here, Michelle. That's it. Kiss me while he fucks you. That's what you wanted, right? A load of us having our way with you. And you had a naughty side. But this? Fuck, it's like there's a horny little monster inside you.
Yeah. I love your cock. Oh, I love your cock, baby, so much.
Oh my gosh, you can't even hear me at this point. And you, man. Not talking too much, are you? Is she demanding a lot from you there?
Yes, more, more, I need more.
Yeah. I guess. That answer is milk and dry. Just like she said she would. It's fine if you just moan, though. Maybe growl into her ear a little. She's gonna love it. Yeah, you can touch her little tits, too. It must be so fucking sensitive right now.
Oh, that's not fair.
If you ran your fingers in her nipples, I bet she would. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna come. I need to. I need to come right now. Are you close to baby? Of course you can. Come inside me. I want you to. I want to be filled with it. Oh God. Oh God, I'm coming again. Please, baby. Come for me. I need you to come in me.
Yes. You heard her. Come inside her until it's dripping out of her pussy. Yes. Now. Feeling good, short stack? It seems like it was worth all the wait, after all.
No, I loved it. I loved it so much.
And what about you, big boy? How was it like to have your shy bestie go all crazy over you?
Ah, thanks, baby. You're always so sweet. Ah, thanks for all this cum inside me, too. Ah, it's so warm. It's dripping out, just like she said.
Okay, she sounds like she's fucking cum drunk, and you sound like you're about to pass out. You guys need a nap. Here, I'm gonna help you out of his lap, Michelle.
Wait. You didn't come yet. That's not fair.
Oh, that? It's okay. I'm more of a giver anyway. So it's fine to wait until tomorrow. Oh, God. Michelle, did you just pull my shirt off and start sucking on my tits? Like, it's no one's fucking business? Huh? Oh.
Sorry for not asking. They look so yummy.
I wasn't expecting it, but it was a good surprise, and I'm glad these babies are pleasing their audience.
You said it yourself. They're the best tits in town. And you keep flaunting them right above my face all day. It's like you're trying to tease me.
Hey, it's not my fault that I'm... Oh, fuck. You're good at this.
I've never done it before, but I love them so much, and now I can do more than just stare. It's fair that I enjoy it, right? And they're so big and soft, and they look even perkier now.
You can thank him for that. He growled them so much that he got all fucking sensitive.
I wonder what happens if I run my tongue on your nipples. Like this. You're always trying to be the tough girl, Alex. But you don't have to. We can take care of you, too. Whenever you want.
How can you be so adorable even when you're being a horny little devil? You know what, though? You're right. Lying back every once in a while and being touched all over. That does sound nice. Yeah, you can take everything off, cutie. It's hot as hell in here. My body needs to breathe.
Just let me pull it up a little more. Slide these shorts down. And these panties, too. You look so good like this. An Amazon goddess. All naked for me.
Goddess? No, that's a big compliment. Not that I mind.
And that's what you are to me. So big and strong. And soft in all the right places. I'd stare a whole night if I could. But I have work to do. My goddess needs to be worshipped, right?
I taught you to be such a little tease.
Do I really have to answer that?
No, you... Oh, fuck. You don't. I'm impressed, though. You even got a regile looking at that.
Me? But I didn't do anything to him.
You're crawling on top of me. Showing all that ass and that pussy dripping with his gum. How do you think he's gonna feel about that?
Oh, baby. I didn't mean to. Maybe I could wiggle it a bit, though. You can join me if you want. There's room for both here. Yeah. Suck on her other breast.
Oh, shit. You do want to drive me crazy, don't you?
You teased us the whole night. It's time for our revenge. Right, baby? Here. Give me your other hand. Can you feel her abs? They're so hot. Her whole body is just perfect. And her pussy is dripping. It's so, so wondrous.
If you're gonna touch me there, go ahead and eat me already. I swear, if one of you doesn't eat my cunt right now, I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind.
Anything from Amazon? I'm gonna kiss my way down here. And...
fuck.
Look at how worked up you are. I barely started and my face is all messy.
Of course it is. You buried it between my legs like a fucking dessert.
I told you, I can't resist. You look so good when you're naked and the scent too. I love it. Getting your juices all over me.
God, I can't. Oh, fuck. You don't even know what I'm saying.
Shh. It's okay. Let us help you relax. Her tits are all yours now, baby. Grab one of them while you suck on the other. You can lick her nipples, too. She loves that.
Oh, keep going, you little devils. Play with me more.
I'm gonna stick my tongue in Alex and rub your clit. I want you to go crazy for us.
Yes. I think I'm gonna close already. Fuck.
Baby, you're hard again, right? And can you finish her now? on top of her and pin her arms down.
Oh, you know I'm letting you do this, right? But fuck it, who cares? Come on, big boy, I need this. Yeah, I'm lifting my legs up so just shove that cock in. Oh, that's it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, don't you dare go gentle. Oh, I want to feel your weight on top of me. I want you to pound me. Oh, harder. Harder. Oh, as hard as you can. Yes. I told you before, I can take anything.
Yes. You two look so amazing. The way your bodies smack together. I need to touch myself.
Yes, 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 good boy. You're fucking so good. Oh, God, I did call you that. Don't think you're in charge just because you're on top. I can wrap my legs around you and make you fuck me even harder. Like this. Oh, God.
Keep fucking each other for me.
Oh, are you close, big boy? Because I'm going to come so hard and want you to fill me up while I do it. Yeah, yes, fill me up. Fill me up. Fuck, fuck. Oh, my pussy full of your cum. Oh, just like it did with her.
Oh, yeah. Please, baby. Fuck. Come inside her.
Oh. I'm gonna come. I swear I'm gonna come right now. I swear I'm gonna fucking come right now.
Me too.
Yes. 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 I'm gonna come.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. 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 Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. That was intense. You guys managed to tire me out. Still alive, dude? Barely? I thought as much. And what about you, Michelle? If you tell me you're still horny after coming 3 times, I'll be convinced you're some kind of creature from your fantasy books.
I don't know. I'm not even sure where I am right now.
My original plan was to carry you two to bed, but after this, it's not gonna happen.
We could sleep here on the couch. Is that fine, baby?
That sounds a little braggy, but fair enough. It's a big couch. We can fit in. Come here, cuddle behind me. And Michelle, you can use my chest as your pillow. I know you'll love to do that anyway.
Guilty as charged.
There we go. This was kind of a crazy night, wasn't it? We've had so many sleepovers before, but they didn't usually end with us being lovers and fucking each other for an hour. Small detail.
I'm really happy, though, that we don't have to hide our feelings anymore. That we can be together like this. And that I got to show you this other side of
you. You mean the super horny side?
Don't say it like that. The sex-crazed buff is running out, and I don't want to remember all the embarrassing things I said.
Yeah, you're definitely back to normal. He's right, though. It was really sexy, and this was our first night together. I'm sure you can do much worse.
Maybe.
It does make me think. I think you're kind of screwed with us, man. I mean, I'm low-key horny all the time, and Michelle, who I thought would be the prudish one, is apparently even worse. I'm sure we're gonna play with each other a lot, but you're in for a ride. Remember the diet I told you about? Lots of protein. It might be a good time to start.
You'll never stop teasing him like that, will you?
Stop? Nah, now that I'm his girlfriend, I have a free pass to tease him even more.
You really don't change.
Come on, you should sleep now. I can see your eyes struggling to stay open.
Yeah, I'm not very used to all this exercise either.
Night, cutie.
Good night to the both of you.
At night, baby. You should sleep on what I said. Be a good boy and I might give you a blowjob when you wake up.